Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg was saying a story sometime this morning. A drug dealing grandma tweeted it out already, saying you'll probably do it later on. The mugshot is incredible. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast on Stitcher and iTunes. Mark Lundholm later on back in the studio. Actor Walton Goggins going to phone the program. Petey Mac in the house. You feel the madness.
The play-in madness.
A buddy of mine, a guy I know, is in Vegas. He texted me last night. And I'm not a big gambler, but I guess if you're going to be in Vegas, they say this weekend with all the games is the time. Because there's just nonstop.
It's better than the Super Bowl?
Well, it's just longer. I don't know. The Super Bowl is great, too, but that's just
this
one.
This will go on for 4 days.
This goes on for 4 days. Yeah. It starts this morning, and every casino in Omaha, every season casino in Vegas is just packed full of drunk guys.
And
betting.
Then they take 3 days off and go another 4 days.
Yeah, yeah. This is the big weekend in Vegas, though.
You got St. Paddy's Day. I bet you they
Oh, I forgot about that.
St. Paddy's Day in Vegas, too.
Yeah. Really?
I think they do.
Well, there's not much alcohol out there anymore.
Yeah,
right.
They've cut back on Vegas alcohol.
Well, yeah, with all the weed they've got.
Right.
I'm not a huge college basketball guy, but I will admit, today and tomorrow especially.
Oh, no, you'll watch
where,
it. Yeah.
Where it's you can constantly flip around and you're catching the last 2 minutes
of the game.
See
the end of the game, exactly.
You know, there's constantly drama, you know?
Let's see. It's going to be, Texas Southern losing to Xavier.
Yes, I had that on my bracket.
Oh, you counted the play-in game.
I don't even. No, we don't circle the four play-in games because the bracket I printed off had the two playoff games already that were done printed in there, and it's still. I was waiting for Arizona State, Syracuse, but either way, I have them losing in the first round. I don't know who they're playing.
Syracuse beat Arizona State.
I have whoever team was there beat one of those two.
Okay,
that's probably a pretty good call.
Only because I didn't want to wait around until Arizona State game was over to fill my bracket out. But once again, we're not breaking down brackets.
We had a great
email yesterday, by the way. It was actually a tweet yesterday that was brutal in its honesty, and I'm glad I put an end to the conversation because I'll blame Lundholm, but Lundholm, you and Todd got into the weeds about soil, and I looked over at Puss, and I just changed the subject with a whiplash. I said something like, "So how about those boobs or something like that?" And some guy tweeted out, he's obviously a listener, and he goes, "Hey, love that soil conversation. Keep it up."
We were just curious why they did
that. No, don't do it, because it was brutal.
It was brutally bad.
No, don't do that. Why did I do this?
No basements.
You guys think it's funny, the audience turns away.
Oh,
they actually literally turn away.
No basements in Arizona.
Yeah, that was
in Arkansas they got
I think it ran during the appetizer probably, didn't it?
The clay.
Did it run during the appetizer?
I don't think it was in that.
Yeah, because that would have been brutal. But that was a great tweet. I love when sarcastic tweets are funny. At least they're sarcastic, hopefully. Yeah.
No, I truly think he enjoyed the conversation.
I do, too.
I think he was being sarcastic.
No.
You guys are...
I think he said that was a nice little change of pace.
It really was.
Well, it was a change of pace.
That's a good point. Thank you, Puss. It was not a nice one.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get when you flip on the show.
Yeah, hopefully not that much. Hopefully that wasn't the first time. First time listener, second time caller. I'll try these guys out, see what they're talking about. Because that's how they find us, by accident.
Jayhawks playing in Wichita today.
Yeah, oh, that's they are in Wichita.
Yeah.
God, they drove what?
An hour?
2 hours maybe, yeah. I got the Jayhawks going all the way, Craig.
Good. That's, you know, I don't know if I've got Central or Eastern time here. It says 1 o'clock here.
I never know that either.
I think I've got Eastern time.
I would assume.
I think that's Eastern.
They put everything in Eastern time.
So that's at noon then, although, Central time.
Yeah, their first game's like 11:15 Central. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Creighton's Kansas tomorrow, State right? and Creighton.
That's tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Two local teams. 1 o'clock Central
okay.
is Kansas-Penn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Penn. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the first game's at 11:15 our time, Oklahoma and Rhode Island.
Penn is a good school.
They won the Ivy League tournament.
They are. They're like the Penn of the Ivy League. Yeah, right behind Harvard.
And who'd they beat? Yale.
They beat Yale in the tournament. Yale had
no tournament.
Yeah.
Well, that gave them the automatic bid, right?
Yeah. But Harvard's in the NIT. Don't shoot me because I know that. Actually, you should.
Wichita State meeting Marshall.
Where are they playing?
Go Shockers. We are.
San Diego.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
San Diego. Good for Wichita State. They're in San Diego. They got the hell out.
Right.
Yeah.
But they couldn't play at home anyway.
One guy from Missouri didn't have to go to Wichita.
Right.
So everybody's dreams come true.
At noon 30 tomorrow.
All right.
Wichita State.
Got it. And Creighton's tomorrow too, right?
Oh, whatever it was I said.
I
meant that.
You didn't say anything about Creighton.
Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon.
Yeah, 5:50.
In Charlotte.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have basements in North Carolina.
I don't know. They may not.
Don't bring it up with Ludenholmer.
I'm telling you.
I'm just going to turn the mics off.
I think we need Nerf guns in here so that you can just...
No. I forgot about it. I blocked that conversation out until I saw the tweet. I laughed my ass off. I said, that was funny. So what's new, Craig?
Former President Barack Obama sharing his NCAA tournament brackets.
Yeah, I was going to tweet that out, but Michigan our boss would have yelled at us had it got too political if I'd have shared his two brackets.
Oh, yeah, when you're talking basketball and ex-presidents,
yep.
That's getting a little political.
It is. Especially and he tweeted out both his women and men's bracket.
The current president is just way too damn busy to do that kind of stuff.
He didn't do it last year either, man.
No.
Because he doesn't know anything.
He's all about business.
That's right.
I think I don't know anything about the men's bracket. I can't even imagine filling out a women's bracket.
Well, the women's bracket's kind
Holy
of easy
cow.
In the sense that
there's only three or four teams.
You're putting UConn to win.
Yes,
period.
You are.
UConn to win.
He had UConn to win. In fact, when I clicked on his tweet, President Barack Obama, ex-President Barack Obama, I zoomed in on the bracket. I said, UConn? I said, they ain't going to win the men's. I'm like, oh, that's the women's.
Oh, yeah, they're going to win that one.
You slide over, and he has the men's, and I think he has Villanova winning, I think.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, no, he's got Michigan State winning
Michigan
the men's.
Oh, Michigan State winning the men's, right.
Yeah, and then in the Final Four on the men's side, North Carolina, Villanova, and Virginia joining Michigan
but
State.
But who's Trump got in the Final Four? He's better. He's better.
I thought I saw on PTI the other day, one of the women's coach. It's a women's coach from Connecticut.
Ariana.
Gino Auriemma.
Yeah, whatever.
They want him to go coach the dudes.
They've been talking about him, that guy to coach dudes there. Forever. But
yeah, that's been out there for a long time.
He doesn't want to coach the dudes. Showers aren't as fun.
Why wouldn't you?
I would. Because they talked about him wanting to prove himself. He can't prove himself anymore.
No.
In the women's game. He knows what he's doing.
He's won like, 12 championships or something?
He knows how to recruit. He's not a coach.
He's probably paid pretty well. Real
he's paid
comfortable.
Really well.
But,
real and he's the king of that area.
Why?
But a lot of guys want... You know, that's why college coaches that make $1 zillion want to go to the pros. They're just bored.
Well, he's like, isn't he like 60 or something?
I mean, he's not a young guy anymore.
So, I mean, he's past the time to do that.
And no freaky stuff either, man. I was just assumed that he eventually would have a relationship with somebody. Either a ex-player that is, in her mid-20s. How you doing?
Yeah, the guy seems to be squeaky clean.
He's squeaky clean, man.
You don't hear a lot of that with college basketball coaches.
Well, I think they get fired. If there's anything freaky at all, they don't keep their gigs.
Oh, yeah. I think
they don't keep their gigs.
The first time anybody even hears.
Yeah, like or just how you doing?
A hint of anything.
Right, they're out.
They're gone.
Right.
But you're right. Yeah, you're pretty much, you might as well be dead when you're 60.
Well, no, I'm just
anything accomplished after.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
He might do it. He might do it.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're in his spot at that point, do you want to start all over again?
No, and, no, he meant it. They meant at UConn, right?
Yeah.
Just coach again.
Oh, just move over to the same
office. Right. Yeah. Keep the same office, show up at the gym at a different time.
Just walk across the hall, take a different office.
Yeah. Well, that maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought you meant going to the NBA or something.
Oh, no,
no, no, no.
No, no.
They want him to coach the UConn men's team, which I assume would be more money because men's basketball, as much as you...
Not at UConn.
No?
Well, men's basketball is big at UConn, but UConn basketball sells out. Just like girls, just like Tennessee. There's only the two girls' basketball programs that sell out.
So it actually generates revenue.
Yes.
Yeah.
And UConn's women... basketball generates revenue for women's basketball.
Does it generate as much revenue as
I'm sorry, I apologize.
As the men.
At UConn, it might.
Because
I read about UConn. It's packed.
UConn, up until recently, had a decent men's program.
They did.
Yeah, and he's making...
Calhoun was there, right?
And he's making about $2.5 million a year.
All right. And he probably has sneaker deals and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Tampon deal. You know he's a tampon deal.
Nike.
My girls,
and Tampax.
Well, my girls use this. Why
nothing,
not?
Nothing creepy about that commercial.
when my girls are cranky this time of the month, can't pop that three, they use this. It sells itself, Craig, don't you think?
No.
I fill them full of Midol.
No, I don't.
Midol and these tampons, and they're shooting the threes again.
I refuse to jump on board that one.
I'm Gino Arriata. For Tampa.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, according to what it says here, Todd, it looks like he was making about $1 million more a year than the men's coach.
Yeah, I heard that too, yeah.
Because he was on a 5-year, $10 or $11 million deal. Right. The guy they just fired was like 5 years, $7
million. Plus, add the tampon and my doll money right up there.
There you go.
Yeah, the menstrual put
you
over money.
That puts you over the top.
Did y'all walk out of school yesterday?
I would have.
I love, there's a couple schools where like one person walked out because the school said, you're suspended if you walk out. Some kids still walked out.
Yeah, you got to.
I'm glad these kids walked out.
I shouldn't say you've got
to. They walked out. A lot of places walked out. A lot of people were, South Carolina governor's a freaking idiot. He was appalled. They should have stayed in class and prayed. I'm so glad I don't live in South Carolina.
Well, that's the reason.
Except for the weather and the beach being nice.
More school shootings is because they've kicked God out of school.
That's right.
I keep reading that.
Yeah. And you see a bunch of kids in Boston, you know, they're getting hammered.
Freezing.
Well, they didn't have school.
Oh, they didn't have school.
But they showed up.
Oh, good for them.
On a snow day to stand and protest.
Yeah, I made a mistake of looking at Facebook yesterday because kids should not have opinions on anything, these crazy kids. Somebody tweeted out once, if you can't shave your pubes, you shouldn't be bitching. I'm thinking, yeah, you're weird, first of all. And second of all, we all had pubes in high school. I know I did.
Not speaking about those kids, specifically.
I'm talking about me.
Right, right.
I'm thinking
right.
That was a creepy tweet, and I think Patton Oswalt saw that and responded to it. Somebody responded to it like, oh, but dude, lay off. You are a freak.
Right.
I love how they...
He was kind of projecting there.
I just think they're...
If I can't shave your pubes...
It was really weird, man. Probably a Russian bot, too.
So, for the record, the students walked out of class to honor the victims of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting.
And like Todd said yesterday,
in Florida,
passionate about what are these kids supposed to do? They're getting mowed down in schools,
and they're calling for stronger gun laws. The walkout was supposed to last for 17 minutes, one for each victim in the shooting.
They should be suspended.
Get a response to my question, though, and his answer was, although he didn't answer it right away, I said you didn't answer my question. What are these kids supposed to... What is an acceptable form of protest?
He's got no response.
To you.
Oh, to them.
Well, they should do it on their own time.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too. I said, what are you talking about? Nobody cares then at your
then
own time.
It has no impact.
No impact.
If they do it, you know, down in their basement with a bunch of friends...
That's so stupid.
Yeah, like they're playing a game of Dungeons and Dragons, which is making a comeback, by the way. there's no impact.
That's horse blinder stuff.
It's it is.
Okay, I don't want to see it, so it doesn't matter to me. Shut up.
Yeah.
Good for the kids. And the kids are not going to stop. They didn't stop in Vietnam. They didn't stop in, they didn't stop in the Civil Rights Movement. They didn't stop in Vietnam. Hopefully they don't stop now. Kids, don't stop. We're backing you.
No, you're finally having a conversation that is making people uncomfortable.
Hey, Florida doesn't even make that law about those kids.
So keep it up, because people don't want to have these uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah, well, that's it. Or adults. Well, these kids shouldn't be talking. I know better.
Well, no,
shut up.
All that means is I don't really want to talk about this.
Or they don't agree with the kids.
It's kind of divisive. And
kids getting mowed down in school shouldn't be divisive.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't want to see another generation come up with that are just disengaged and ignorant of the issues.
And they're definitely not.
Well, how about this? How about just try to understand that they're scared. And they should be. They have every right to
be scared. I'm scared every freaking day.
Well, these are the first kids that have grown up with this being a reality their entire lives.
And they finally realize
it's not even the kids now. You're right. Their entire lives. You're right. Since Columbine. Right.
Yeah. They've realized that, that doesn't just happen in Columbine. It doesn't just happen in Florida. It could damn well happen here.
Oh, the kids are starting to realize that.
Yeah. Anywhere. Anywhere, anytime.
Right. But you're right. Think about your friends who have kids in school. I think a lot of people who don't care don't have kids in school.
No, but I've even seen people with kids in school. There was one woman that tweeted out, "I kept my kid home today because school's not the place for these kids to learn this." And I thought that was the one Patton Oswalt retweeted.
School's not the place to learn?
Yeah, that was basically what she said. Nobody should be teaching my kid anything in school, so I kept them at home. I don't like civil duty. I said duty.
You said duty.
Duty. He should be at home playing video games.
With his guns.
With his friends.
Jesus. Good for the kids.
All right, then.
A lot of people
shave your pubes before you vote.
They'd rather talk soil than that.
Shave your pubes before you vote.
I liked it better when you were talking soil. Yeah. It was more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to talk about stuff that affects people.
I don't want to talk about basements down south.
Well, it's important. A woman who won that $560 Powerball jackpot can remain anonymous.
$560?
$560 million, okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Powerball's lowering their standards.
How'd she win that battle?
The court said, yeah, sure.
I wish they just...
That's how they won?
I mean, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because the funny thing is, the people in her town know she won it. And the rest of us don't care. So I never really understood the anonymous part. You would know... People, if I won that, sans radio, say I have a regular job, people in my area and you would know I won that. So what do I care if somebody in Florida knew I won the thing?
Because it turns into
a phone
calls
come on. Yeah, but the phone calls are coming. Now they're still going to come.
Turns into a whole thing. And I'm sure a lot of people know who this is.
Of course they do.
Even people in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, just like you said.
Right.
And Richard Simmons has a legal bill to pay since he lost his defamation case against tabloids that claimed that he was having a sex change. A judge in Los Angeles ordered...
But if he wasn't having one, why can't he sue?
Well,
or was
because he was suing, saying that his reputation was harmed.
No, not really.
The judge said being mislabeled as transgender does not harm your reputation.
Oh, because it's the modern day now. I got it. And plus, you said, plus you're Richard Simmons.
I beg to differ. I think if you go transgender, a lot of society turns on you.
I think so as well.
Of course they do. You read the
especially,
haters. You read the haters. There's a lot of haters out there.
Those are the kind of people where they really love some fictional character.
The Christians.
Jesus. All the people who love Jesus hate the transgender.
Oh, yeah, no, they do.
So it seems.
Oh, they hate the sin of transgenderism.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And their feet stay the same size.
Whatever is sinful about that.
Remember that.
So now Simmons has to pay $130,000 to the National Enquirer, Radar Online, and their publisher, American Media.
Wow.
For lawyers and whatnot.
So he sued for the wrong thing. He should have just sued because they lied.
Lawyers.
Yeah, they just lied. Right, exactly.
Right.
Like when Tom Cruise wins these things sometimes, you know.
Lawyers.
Well, that's why they go after him, because they're not printing the truth.
Right.
And that's simple enough. The truth is the defense.
Not nowadays.
Yeah, he said, they damaged my reputation.
I wouldn't doubt if he is going through it.
Now.
That's what everybody's saying.
Apparently, if you say you're going transgender, that doesn't hurt your reputation at all.
No.
I'm sure one of us could do that, and we wouldn't take any crap for it.
Down the hallway, we would.
Oh, yeah, we might get a daily lecture.
I've been a man too long.
Let me touch
I don't
you.
Want to be a woman around you guys anyway.
About your dinkless partner.
How long have you been a man?
I'm worried about your dinkless partner.
Yeah.
I get pulled aside every day.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We'd all get pulled aside
yeah, exactly,
every day.
Yeah. Let him go, man. Listen, whatever he wants to do.
Is Mike going to put his penis back?
No, I think it's Todita and Todita and Tyler in the morning. You'd keep that. Wouldn't even change your name to Ashley or anything. Just be Todita.
See the picture or the video.
Unless I turn conservative. If I became a conservative woman, they would love that.
All right. I would hate that. Because no matter how beautiful you are on the outside, you'd be ugly on the inside.
Yeah, that's exactly what the show needs.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We'll get that call. We need a conservative woman on that show.
Right, we need an old Tommy Lahren.
God. She's brutal.
I still haven't got the screenshot. Because my son finally got banned from her Twitter feed.
I love that.
He made it a point to like insult her on a daily basis.
Who?
Tommy Lahren.
Oh, yes.
That blonde conservative chick. Yeah, his goal was to get kicked off her Twitter page.
And he did, right?
He finally managed to
get for him.
Kicked off her Twitter page.
He should try to kick off Meghan McCain's now. Meghan McCain was whining yesterday. I came home yesterday. She's doesn't want kids to get shot, but she still wants machine guns everywhere. And then they just lit on her like jackals. And she goes, well, it's really tough to be a Second Amendment. And they said, we don't hate the Second Amendment. We hate machine guns in schools. Don't email me about the word machine guns. You know what I'm talking about. And she said, she's all whining. It's tough to be Meghan McCain. Shut up.
No, it should be.
Silver spoon, bitch.
Well, all right. Police didn't...
No. Been to Vegas over St. Pat's and March Madness. They really do not celebrate or acknowledge St. Pat's. Maybe
if you go to an Irish bar, they would, right. Yeah, yeah. Because it's guess what? It's a party every day in Vegas, you know?
Southwest seemed to celebrate it more with free drinks.
All right.
Casinos have about a 100-person line in the sports book.
Oh, I bet you it's packed. Yeah. And everybody's got a sports book. As long as you can get some potatoes.
Woman and her daughter suing a New York City parking garage after an attendant ran over their $85,000 violin.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive.
Apparently, the woman and her daughter were taking their belongings out of their car at the garage when they placed the expensive violin in its case on the ground. It was then run over by a garage employee.
Just, sorry.
The spokesman for the parking garage said, if you have something special, don't put it on the floor.
Sorry about your fiddle.
Yeah.
You're right. $85,000 violin you ain't putting anywhere except in your arms, aren't you?
Apparently they put it down and they just got run over. I don't know exactly how that works.
You put it on the hood of the vehicle. You put it in the back of the vehicle.
That'll buff right out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That should work out.
Yeah. Cool. Ever happened to your tuba, puss?
It was a trumpet, and no.
All right. Thanks for the correction.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.